Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the Israelites abandoning the Lord and serving other gods, resulting in oppression, the role of judges in saving them, and how Christians can live victoriously with the help of the Holy Spirit to overcome sin. Today's Bible passage is from Judges chapter 2, verses 13 to 16, because they had abandoned the Lord and served Baal and the Astartes. The anger of the Lord flared up against Israel, and he delivered them into the power of plunderers who despoiled them. He sold them into the power of the enemies around them, and they were no longer able to withstand their enemies. Whenever they marched out, the hand of the Lord turned against them, as the Lord had said, and as the Lord had sworn to them, and they were in great distress. But the Lord raised up judges to save them from the power of their plunderers.
Hey everyone, today we're diving into the book of Judges and exploring the cycle of sin and bondage that the Israelites found themselves in. It's a fascinating story that holds relevance even in our lives today. So, let's get started. Picture this. The Israelites had finally made it to the Promised Land, a place flowing with milk and honey. But something went wrong. They abandoned the Lord and turned to serve Baal and the Astartes. Uh-oh, not a good move. As a result, God's anger flared up against them. And boy, did they face the consequences. God allowed plunderers to come in and despoil them. He even sold them into the hands of their enemies who surrounded them. It was a tough situation for the Israelites. Their enemies had the upper hand, and they were unable to withstand their attacks. To make matters worse, whenever they marched out, the Lord's hand turned against them, just as he had warned and sworn to them. Talk about distress. They were in a world of trouble. But here's where things take a turn. Despite their disobedience and the pain they brought upon themselves, the Lord proved faithful. In his love and mercy, he raised up judges to save them from the power of their plunderers. These judges acted as powerful leaders who delivered the Israelites from their oppressors. They brought them back to a place of safety and security. This was a beautiful display of God's faithfulness and his willingness to rescue his people from their self-inflicted misery. It serves as a reminder that even in our darkest moments, God is there, ready to extend his grace and deliver us from the messes we create for ourselves. Now, the cycle of sin and suffering we see in the book of Judges isn't limited to ancient Israel. It's something that still happens in many Christian lives today. It can be discouraging for believers who long for a closer walk with God and a consistent life of victory. But here's where things get interesting for us as Christians under the new covenant. You see, as followers of Christ, we have the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our comforter, guide, and source of power. Through him, believers are made new creatures in Jesus Christ. Our old sinful nature has been crucified with Christ, and we have been transformed from within. In this beautiful new covenant relationship, we have the privilege of calling upon the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and walk beside us through our journey. He is there to empower us to live victorious lives. The Holy Spirit is the key to breaking every chain and stronghold that tries to keep us stuck in a cycle of sin and bondage. He helps us overcome temptation and resist the allure of sin. With the Holy Spirit's power, we can align our lives with God's will and experience true freedom in Christ. Even though we may still face the cycle of sin and bondage, we have a powerful ally in the Holy Spirit who empowers us to break free. The Holy Spirit convicts us of our sins, leading us to repentance, and he provides us with the strength and grace we need to overcome. But here's the catch. We need to continually yield to the Holy Spirit's leading. We must actively seek his guidance in every area of our lives. By relying on the Holy Spirit, we can avoid falling back into the cycle of sin and bondage. Instead, we can walk in the victory and freedom that Christ has provided for us. It's not about striving in our own strength, but rather surrendering to the Holy Spirit and allowing him to work in and through us. So, my friends, let's cling to the Holy Spirit and rely on his power to break every cycle of sin and bondage in our lives. Let's yield to his leading, repent when necessary, and embrace the freedom that Jesus has won for us. With the Holy Spirit as our guide, we can live victorious lives and experience the abundant blessings that come from a closer walk with God.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we reflect on the cycle of sin and bondage, we are reminded of your unwavering faithfulness and love for your people. Despite our shortcomings and disobedience, you remain ever faithful, ready to rescue us from our self-inflicted misery. Lord, we confess that we often find ourselves caught in the cycle of sin and suffering, longing for victory and freedom. But in your mercy, you have provided us with the Holy Spirit to guide and empower us. We thank you for the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, our comforter and source of strength. Help us, O Lord, to yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit in every aspect of our lives. Grant us the wisdom to discern his voice and the courage to follow his guidance. May the Holy Spirit empower us to break free from every chain and stronghold that binds us, leading us into a life of victory and freedom in Christ. Lord, as we journey through life, may your Holy Spirit convict us of our sins, leading us to repentance and renewal. Fill us afresh with your Spirit, Lord, that we may walk in obedience and experience the abundant blessings of a closer walk with you. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and grace. May we cling to the Holy Spirit and walk in the freedom that Christ has provided for us. Guide us, protect us, and lead us on this journey of faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Goodbye, dear friends. As we part ways today, let's carry with us the reminder of God's unwavering love and faithfulness, even in the midst of our struggles and shortcomings. Let's remember to lean on the Holy Spirit for guidance and strength as we navigate through life's challenges. Thank you for joining in this reflection, and may God's blessings accompany you on your journey ahead. Farewell, and may peace be with you always.